Bonnaroo can be a cruel mistress, or it can be a very exciting place to live for 4 days, and I think I'm somewhere in the middle right now. I'm definitely over my hippie festival euphoria that I was feeling yesterday morning as we all awoke with the sun at 7:30. Then it seemed cool when we awoke with the sun this morning at 7:15. I realized that it's really not that cool. It's just what happens when you sleep in a, you know, non-breathable tent outside and the sun rises. Which is not to say we're having a terrible time, but I think I'm just over the novelty of it now. And, you know, Bonnaroo is definitely novelty, and everything I said yesterday remains true. As you walk around at night, you just realize there's no other way to see this, to experience this many people who honestly are here for a very singular reason, and it's really not the music, it's experience. I mean, there's people that, you know, are here just to sell stuff, or people that are here just to walk around, or people that are here, you know, just to do drugs. But it's all tied in, you know, to the overall experience of Bonnaroo, and there's a very, you know, singularness to that, and I definitely appreciate that and feel that. But at the same time, you know, I think we put a lot of money into coming down here, that some of which I'm happy we did, and some of which I don't know if we had to. Like, did I need 5 canisters of bug spray? No, because honestly, you just cease to care about the bugs at a certain point, and it doesn't even really matter. Could I have used more sunblock? Yes, because what you really do care about is sunblock. But, you know, ultimately, I think it just sort of proves to me that vacations are what you make them. Just because they're somewhere cool that you go, or something cool that's happening where you go, doesn't mean that it's going to be worth the money. And that's always been my argument against vacations, because they cost a lot of money, and you don't ever see that money again. All you have to show for it is the experience. And I think in this case, you know, between all the money that I've spent on hotel rooms and, you know, our ticket to Bonnaroo and all sorts of supplies and things at Bonnaroo, I think it was worth it on a once-in-a-lifetime sort of scale, because I don't know that I'll ever experience anything like this again. But I don't know if it was worth it just to come here, you know? And I think it's partially because, as I clearly acknowledged before I ever came down, it's just not my speed. There's a lot of people, it's really hot, and ultimately, those aren't even the things that bother me, although the heat, I'll say, is really hard to bear around 3 or 4 o'clock when it's just directly overhead. I definitely staked some ground in front of a tree and just napped it out. But I don't know. Today's going to be a really awesome day, actually, so I'll be interested to see what my opinion is afterwards, because, you know, the whole point of this is to sort of track my opinion day to day, so I can't come home and say I hated it or I really liked it, you know, without taking into account what that actually consisted of. So today is going to consist of work nighttime to daytime. Last thing we'll see is the Dresden Dolls do a midnight show, which I'm very excited about. Before that is Radiohead. They're on the main stage, and I was at the main stage for a little while yesterday for Tom Petty, and it's just worthless. You can't really get close. But anywhere you go, you can really hear it, because there's nothing that happens against it. So I'm definitely looking forward to just hearing it and walking around. Before Radiohead, I have a choice between Cypress Hill and Les Claypool, and I can't really decide. But before that, I'm definitely going to be at Modesky, Martin, and Wood. And before that, I don't know. There's a lot of good, interesting stuff that's going on today. So I'm definitely going to try to check some other things out, especially Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, if I can get my ass down there in time for that. In any case, you know, I can't say anything negative on the whole, but I'm definitely getting a little tired, and I've got a whole day ahead of me. So I'm going to go get packed up and sunblocked up and ready to roll. Feel free to give me a call, although I'll say that being able to use your cell phone ends about 4 or 5 as the call volume goes up. Over and out.